60% off select home items. And save an extra 20% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney. Offers valid through 12/31. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See jcp.com for coupon and details.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Today, mostly sunny and cooler with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s.
It is 25 degrees at 5 a.m. here at the Automated Office System Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 Newsroom, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Albemarle County Supervisors held their first meeting of the new year on Wednesday, where they selected Ned Galloway as chair and Donna Price as vice chair.
Governor Ralph Northam delivered his State of the Commonwealth address last night in front of a joint session of lawmakers swearing in for the 2020 session, and Virginia's governor is vowing to make changes just as the state's legislative makeup has evolved.
Dreamers would get in-state tuition for colleges, and Virginians who need it will get free tuition if they go into a high-demand field.
Like health care, early childhood education, IT, public safety, are the skilled trades. And if you commit to community service, then Virginia will cover your tuition, fees, and books.
Northam spoke out on a plan pushed to increase minimum wage and to give local control over Confederate monuments, as well as sweeping gun legislation revolving around background checks.
No one is going door to door to confiscate guns. These laws are intended to keep Virginians safe, period. It is time to act.
Meanwhile, former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords released a statement as the General Assembly begins its session. Virginia's legislature has a mandate to take decisive action to pass gun laws that save lives. The NRA lobbyists once scoffed at the idea that gun safety would ever win in their backyard.
Virginia lawmakers have elected their first female state House Speaker. Eileen Filler Corn was sworn in on the House floor on Wednesday. From the CBS 19 Newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 24 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station to tune to in Charlottesville to hear James Madison take on North Dakota State for the FCS Championship Saturday at noon, WCHV.
This is House Call for Health. 41-year-old British firefighter Adam Martin was a healthy guy until he wasn't. This past fall, Martin developed headaches, fatigue, and night sweats. He thought it was the flu, and then it got worse with aches and pains in his legs. At THS Hospital, a chest scan showed that an infection had damaged his heart. But where did the infection come from? Martin says a few weeks before, he and his wife were watching a movie and eating popcorn. A piece of popcorn got stuck in his back teeth, and he couldn't get rid of it for days. He tried the cap of a pen, a toothpick, a piece of wire, and even a metal nail. Doctors haven't confirmed that this was the cause of his troubles, but Martin is certain of it. Surgeons performed open-heart surgery to repair the damage done by the infection.